This show is a Phonik Media production.
We arrive at episode number 9, and we're talking about a very important subject today on the podcast. We're talking all about finding your
passion. Let's talk about passion.
Don't you know what I'm like when you give it that weird voice? Hey, friend, how are you? Hope you're doing well.
Happy, hi, friend.
Happy Tuesday if you're listening live in real time. Happy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday if you're listening not in real time. You can download this podcast every single week at 5 a.m. UK time on a Tuesday. And you can watch this whole podcast, if you like, on full YouTube brilliance.
Do you remember when you used to be in the 5 a.m. club?
I'm still in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in the club, but still at Gap at 5.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. 4 or 5 days a week, I still get up at 5.
Really?
Yeah, just the last 2 days.
Yeah, okay.
I did that really annoying thing this morning where I snoozed my alarm for like an hour.
That was yesterday.
And today. I've done it again today as well. I'm like, why would
just
I do that?
Up,
just give
up,
a broken sleep
just
for an hour.
Up.
But I quite liked it because I was doing that weird dozing thing. Do you know what? I know that they listen to this podcast. Yesterday, I had a dream about some of our school mum friends.
What?
Claire and Claire. Who were on your podcast.
They were on my Family Unfiltered podcast,
which was
Claire and Claire.
Good, hello, a very good episode. I dreamed that me, you, Claire and Claire were holiday reps and we worked in like a Magaluf style bar and we were getting set up for like an evening of entertainment, and Claire and Claire were finding it hilarious because I couldn't find any of the backing tracks I needed, and all that Claire had was just some like 80s, like really inappropriate.
Is this blonde Claire or brown hair Claire?
This is brown hair Claire.
Amazing.
Had an iPad full of like old, really inappropriate 80s, like really, really stuffed, politically incorrect comedians. And she went, why don't you just lip sync some comedy? And I was like, how's that going to work? I don't know it.
And
we were just
so
all laughing.
Great. And so, actually, yeah. That's so
I've
funny.
I dreamed of Claire and Claire.
Because so when we worked as entertainers abroad, I'd say that was one of my most favourite times of my life.
What?
When we worked overseas with Thomas Cook.
So it's
funny that you said that about
yeah.
the dream. We're talking about passion. I was like, actually, that's like one of my fondest time of my life.
Yeah. So for those who, have we ever explained the story? I think we did it in depth in an episode that never made the light of day.
And then we just like, that's so boring. We
didn't
do it.
So back in the day, me and Hayley, how old are you? 18, 19?
I started when I was 19.
Yeah, I did as well. So we were both holiday reps for Thomas Cook, the now, unfortunately,
no longer there
company.
So I started straight as an entertainer. So we would be put in a hotel in a team of 4 or 5 of you, and you were classed as like the show team, and you would go on a training course at the start of the year, do you remember?
Yeah.
To learn all of these singing and dancing shows. Yeah, that's how we met. And and then you'd go out to your resort, and effectively from say March till end of October, you would do like a 2-week entertainment program. So in the evening it would be from like kids disco, bingo, then there'd be like game shows, and then like these full production shows with costumes, etc. And then in the day you had to do like all these sports events and like
table
water polo, all of this
polo,
kind of fun. It was super fun though.
It was
a great time of our life.
It was. That was my university, I think.
Yeah, the university of life.
I didn't go to uni, so.
And when you think back then, like, I laugh because I probably took it way too seriously.
Oh, same here.
I got a boyfriend within about 2 weeks of turning up in my first resort in Magaluf, who I was with for like 3.5 years.
Rocket.
So that was like, no, but you know, like you hear a lot of people like just had so much fun. I'm not saying about like putting it around. Yeah, like some. But just like I was in like this kind
of
serious relationship that was just kind of like easy, if that makes sense.
And then
I worked my way up. I didn't, not even intentionally, but I became like a manager. So, and then when I look back, like all these problems, and it's funny because I look and I think if I went back now, I guess I wouldn't do anything differently, but if I could tell myself, just enjoy every second,
This goes back to a conversation that we were having earlier before we started recording today about there's just certain people in life who will go above and beyond, that always want to better themselves, that always want to improve. And then there's others that don't. And there's nothing wrong with either circumstance. But like say there with the holiday repping thing, I was the same. I took it way too seriously.
Yeah.
I used to get really annoyed if people would like turn up. Like we were like, don't get me wrong, we were like 19, 20 years old. You'd work
21-hour days.
Yeah, 16. I think it's 16-hour days, 6 days a week, or 5.5 days a week. You get a half day off, wouldn't you? So you were like non-stop working. You're out in the sunshine. It's hot. But all you would do is, like, you'd finish work at midnight.
Yeah, go out.
Go home, have a quick shower, and then go out.
Yeah.
To, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and then do the whole thing again.
Get up, get into work for 9.
Yeah, honestly. But then I used to get so annoyed if people would turn up late for work and if stuff wasn't working. We ended up, like, having to rebuild an entire stage set at one point. And the hotel manager said, we haven't got budget for new equipment, so you have to get the old equipment out. So yeah. I had to literally learn how to, like, build a mixing desk. And whole thing was like, I was like, this is ridiculous. But actually, you look back, you're like, fuck, what is just fun.
However,
no responsibility. Yeah. They paid your rent.
Oh, God,
they gave you
your
food.
They give you somewhere to live.
Oh, it's just brilliant.
It was so good.
What
Although
experience. They
that was the time of, like, dial-up internet and You didn't have social media and stuff. Like,
it'd be different now.
It would be very different now. Like, imagine singing. I had to sing, like, Titanic in one of our shows. I mean, it was like hit and miss. And I smoked a lot of fags back then as well.
More miss than hit.
And I think back then we thought we were, like, great. Imagine if social media, someone was like, oh my God, like, taking a video clip. Listen to this girl, like, hitting this bum note or something. You could just be mortified,
famous.
Wouldn't you?
But also, I think because we didn't have social media in the way that it was, like, back on your day off, the routine was, like, you get up, like, whatever time. So I normally go to, like, a Greasy Spoon Cafe for a fry-up.
Yeah,
because you can't get a fry because you're in Spain, even though every bloody restaurant is, like, British, basically.
Oh, so good.
You then go and, like, get your phone card. Do you remember? You get, like, a 10-euro phone card, which
give
you, like, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You phone home, you phone all your mates back home. You go to the dial-up internet cafe.
Love it.
You get, like, an hour for, like, €5.
Put the money in the machine.
There.
Oh, my God, we're so old.
But it was so different. But
yeah.
Whereas now, if you could be on your phone in contact, because back, like, then, it sounds ridiculous, right? I was in Menorca the first season, and it's, what, a 2.5-hour flight? It might as well have been the other side of the planet.
I know. It felt like it back then, didn't it?
But it wouldn't these days, would
it?
Because you're so interconnected and because you can keep in contact. You know, like, your brother lives in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, we WhatsApp him all the time. Like, most days you're, like, WhatsApping.
Yeah, yeah.
You can phone him. All right, we need to get better at phoning him.
Yeah, you can do, like, a video call, like, instantly.
You can do a video call instantly so that he can see the kids. You just didn't have that back in those days. So it was a different experience.
But talking about passion, and it is interesting because we said we loved it back then. We absolutely loved it. I worked abroad for, like, 5 years. But towards the end of those 5 years, I didn't love it as much as when I started because things change. And it's a really good learning about passion because I think in business or in your job, if you work, whatever you do, as soon as that spark has gone, it's time to reflect, change or something in it. Do you know what I mean? And when we worked there, like, it went from being this company where you were, like, this show team, and I remember they used to send your costumes out and they were all for you and you looked after them and you sent them back and they got cleaned at the end of the year and the shows were epic. By year five, the shows were getting a bit more sloppy. The way they'd been put together weren't as great. The costumes, you literally got to resort and it was like whatever was left. I remember my final year in Cyprus, I was doing a show on the stage and the lights actually blew up, like, at the plug because they had just been so, like, unmaintained.
Yeah.
And the stage was, like, the outdoor stage had, like, dents in that was just like you couldn't even dance on it. And then, you know, like, what I mean is, it's funny, isn't it, because actually looking back, the people that were, like, really in charge had kind of left and it all just got a bit, like, lost its way a bit. And so when we left, I was actually quite happy, like, I'd had a good time, it was time to go. And then, like, fast forward all of these years, all the different careers that me and you have both done, it's only now where we're, like, not saying, you know, things are still being tweaked and changing, but what we're doing is 100% aligned with, like, a passion of ours. And I think that's really important.
But you've also, I think, got to be aware that the longer you do something, the less, not passion you're going to have for it, but it is just going to be different. It's just going to change. Like, when you first went away, you know, when we were 19 years old and you're living abroad and your job is to make people laugh and have a good time and you're out in the sunshine, you end up forming these super deep relationships with friends because you're
you
like almost become like a family because you haven't got your family there. So it's going to, over the years, it becomes more, you know, the first time that I got, I remember I went for, like, the job interview, got the job, and they said, right, you've got to go to a training. It was different because I wasn't a holiday rep. I wasn't a singer and dancer at that time, guys. Fast became one. But we had to go to a training course on, like, how to be a rep up in Stockport in Manchester. Jesus Christ, that was a week of drinking I'll never forget. But then at the end of that week, so you would find out if you'd actually got the job or not on the Friday, and then they'd give you they would tell you where, which resort. So again, even in these 5 days, you've made, like, super close friendships,
because
again, you work, like, 16 hours a day. It's a high pressure environment. You're away from your usual situation. And then literally at 4 o'clock, we got given, hey, congratulations, we'd like to offer you the job.
Wow.
You're going to be going to Menorca.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine. And most people then went home for a week or 2 weeks and then they flew out to a resort. Your flight leaves Manchester Airport at 9:30 tonight.
And did you have your case on you?
Had my case. So they tell you to take your case in case you go straight to a resort.
Wow.
But no one else apart from this little gang of us who were going went straight out. So we'd gone for this training course and that same day...
You were there?
I was in Menorca at a hotel next to the airport. And I was like... Oh my God. And we were sat, I had a really good friend at the time called Will, and we were sat outside and he was like, how the hell has this happened?
Yeah, how funny.
We just like sat outside in this, like having a fag on the balcony in Spain. I was like, we're in Spain, mate. There's just that feeling,
you know, like when you go on holiday and you get that, like, you know, when you get off the airplane, I always think this is how I feel that kind of heat you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that feeling of like, I'm abroad, I'm overseas. Yeah. And it was like that, wasn't it? Constant, like living in that environment. Like, I wish I could bottle that feeling up and just carry it with me forever, because it was just amazing.
It was magic. But the point I was making there though, to start with, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
But what you do consistently becomes your norm.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you try and, like I say, you look back at it now, like, what were we worrying about? Why do we not just appreciate every day? Like, you could have done a free paddy training course, and I used to get asked to go and do these like boat trips and stuff. You just hang out your ass and go. And you just sort of like missed out on these opportunities. Yeah. But at the time, you don't realise.
No.
It's only when you look back retrospectively, like, what a missed opportunity or how brilliant that situation was. But anything that become, you know, look at what you're doing now. You know, if I'd have said to you when you were leaving your sort of big entertainment career, oh, in a couple of years' time, you'll be able to work from home. By the way, we'll live in a really nice house in the area we want to live in. You'll be able to do the work that you want to do from, you know, the home office.
Yeah.
You'll earn more money than you've ever earned. You'd have bitten my hand off. But then even this...
Now it's like, I live it
day-to-day.
And you don't appreciate the good side because you're just focusing on all the things that, not failing at, but needs improving or you're working
normal,
on.
It just becomes normal,
doesn't it? It's like, you know when people say they turn their like passion into a hobby?
Yeah.
So mine was a passion, but it was a bit... It was like a work passion. Does that make sense? The passion of like designing websites, for example, or logos had always been through my work. But you know like some people who... Oh, I've heard it before and I don't know if I'm making this up. It was like someone had a passion for like birds or something and then they opened this like sanctuary and then it become like a job and then you lose the passion or like hear that, do you know what I mean? So it is, I guess that's right, you know, the passion of what you're doing can change when it becomes, I guess, more of a reality or like a, is it because you're exchanging that hobby or that passion for money, I guess that changes it as well, makes it more serious, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. One of our clients, Kurt Miller, he's a world famous PT, been on the front cover of Men's Health magazine like 8 times or something like that, but he was a professional footballer.
Okay.
And when he was growing up, he loved football, loved football. And 13, Manchester United came to sign him.
Wow.
And he bottled it. And he said even at 13, he bottled it. He was too scared to do it and all the rest of it. And then he ended up signing for Coventry. So he still played like professional football at a good level. I think they were in the Championship at the time or something like that. So still like second tier football, which is very good. But he just had, as soon as it became his job,
yeah, it's like
he wasn't as passionate about it. But I think you've got to be aware that it's not always going to be beer and Skittles and rainbows and unicorns and every day's exciting. Like, you know, if when I had a job, my first job back in broadcast PR, which I keep thinking about this week because I've been going back over there to film a new podcast series. That was in 2006.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's now... Yeah, what's that? No, sorry, 2007. So that's like 16 years ago now.
Yeah.
And if you'd have told me then that I would have eventually make a living making audio...
Yeah.
And that I could make podcasts that we could make money from.
Yeah.
And I would have a load of clients and I'd have some staff.
And you'd have one with your wife who's super funny.
Super funny
super
wife.
Super talented.
Super, a super delightful wife.
Why did you not repeat that?
What?
I said super funny.
Super funny.
And then I said super talented and you didn't repeat it.
Moderately funny, moderately talented wife. This is uncomfortable. Mm. But even like the day-to-day of like running a podcast, I love podcasts.
But
I love
get so bogged down in the day-to-day.
Bogged down in the day-to-day.
And
it's not that you're not passionate about it, it's just becomes different.
But also as well, like you hear it a lot, find your passion, create a business out of your passion, which I am 100% on board with. But James says, it doesn't mean that it's going to be like, I was going to say beers and Skittles, is that even a thing?
Yeah, beer and Skittles.
It doesn't mean that it's not going to be tough or hard work. Mm. I love what I do. I love it. I absolutely love it. But like, sometimes it's challenging or it's hard work. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
when I sit with clients and I go through like a consultancy of their branding, I do always ask about
these amazing consultancies.
No, I do like to tap into the passion of behind where they want to go to. And it could be like, I say to them, like, where do you see yourself in like 5-10 years? That's a really heavy question and not that easy to answer. But I do it because it's like, if someone's saying that they're going to build this business that is like, oh, you know, I'm going to have an office, I want to have like 200 staff, but their vision in say like 5 years is like, they want to be really free, they want to be able to just like travel, go anywhere they want. And do you know what I mean? It's like, you just have to make sure sometimes that that is actually aligned. In alignment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I do believe if you find something that you're passionate about in your job, your work, whether it's a business that you're running, whatever you're doing, I think having a passion or like a joy for what you do or pride in what you're doing is so important. It's so important. Like, I don't care what job you do. I am a massive believer that you do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
my dad always
I get so annoyed at like bad customer service. Like, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to a shop, say a clothes shop, and you're buying your clothes and you go to the till.
Oh.
And you're going to pay. And it's like the two people behind the till, you know, if like there's a few, there's like a row. And they're just like talking to one another and they don't even acknowledge you. They're talking about where they went out last night, for example.
Zara and
Bromley. Don't even horrific. Acknowledge you.
Zara and Bromley, like, I've generally been there and exchanged money and I've not had a single word said to me. And I've actually, at the end of it, I've gone, really nice to talk to you, fantastic service. And then I walk out.
Awful. It's like you're in a customer like
Chantel,
service business.
Chantel, have you put the smalls away? Have you put the smalls away? No, did you put them away? No, I didn't. I'm like, hello.
Or like in Zara is another one. Sorry to slag off Zara, but there's always, in the men's,
small business,
there's always a massive queue, but they never say, thank you so much for waiting. Yeah. Sorry for any inconvenience. And it's like, just little touches like that just go such a long way. Whatever job you do, just having that, I don't know, like passion maybe is not the right word, but just being that, like, pride in what you're doing. Yeah. Like, and someone, just talked over you there, but
no worries.
No, it's like the other day, actually, it's Claire and Claire we're talking about a minute ago. I shared a video of one of the supermarket delivery firms.
Oh, God, like smashing up their delivery. Yeah,
they turned up early and they weren't in. So the guy's like, well, where are you? When can I deliver it? And they said, at the time slot that I've booked. And then he proceeded to like drag the, I don't know if he was dragging the food back out because I guess he was going to go and come back, and then just left their porch open, their front gate open.
Yeah.
And then just left. And it's like, that is just not.
You just don't need to.
No. And it's obviously for him, he's thinking, if I get this done early, I can get off early or whatever. I don't know. Just when you lose that passion or you lose that drive for what you're doing, it's time to, I would say, like, look at that. It doesn't necessarily mean you're in the wrong career or you don't want to be doing it. It might just be, what is it? Maybe it's that you're in a job, but suddenly you're feeling a bit like, where's the opportunity for like future growth? Or there might be parts of the job you're feeling you're getting a bit bogged down in, but actually you'd like to start helping over here. Like, I think it's really good to assess. I've done that this weekend when we had this 24-hour, a couple of weekends ago, we had no children for 24 hours.
The golden window, I'm referring to it as the golden window.
I did do quite a bit of work, but then I also did a bit of like just sitting and just going, like, I've been feeling a bit off at the minute. What is it? And I realised, like, I come back to the basic of what I love. What is it that I actually enjoy in my business? What parts do I want to focus on? What parts could I delegate? How do I want to grow it? What does it look like? And it just is completely ignited like a passion in me again. Not that it wasn't there, but it's like ignited. And I talk about this like flow. And when you're feeling good, like you get up, you're feeling good, aren't you? If you're feeling better about your work or your career, you feel better in your life. Like it's all like a circle, isn't it?
Virtuous
circle. Like the circle of life.
The circle of life. We've not even done our review of the week. Hang on a second. Right.
We went straight into business and life.
Yeah, we did. We got straight in there. Sorry about that.
First, you get straight in there sometimes, don't you, James?
Well, give it a go. If you heard last week, though, if you listened to last week's podcast, doing all right, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we put in some really, really dedicated time to improving those areas,
haven't
we?
Yes, we have. Yeah. Yes, we have. Anyway, what we normally like to do is shout out somebody who's given us a lovely review, but we've completely forgotten to do it until now, so we're going to do it right now. Great real life couple podcast. 5 stars. This is from Razinkel. I love this podcast, The Reality of Marriage, Family Life and Young Kids and Running a Business. Made me laugh loads from start to finish. It's great listening to an open conversation on these subjects. Lots of things that couples and parents and business owners don't admit to. This is real life. Well done, James and Hayley, for producing this podcast. I'm going to stop us right there. I think we've already shouted out Razin Call before.
Oh, no.
So you've messed up. So would you like to say sorry to everybody?
Sorry, everyone. I've let myself down. I've let you down. I've let
the podcast down.
I've let James down. Yeah, I don't really know how to rectify that.
This is because when you're the funny one, and I used to be the funny one, you just think you could just turn up and wing this stuff.
No, I don't. I prepare.
Be prepared.
Oh, well, never mind.
There we go.
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do, though. We will do our, as we're doing stuff now, because we've got sort of like chatting about the conversation there, about passion. Before we do the next thing, though, that whole thing, because you mentioned it a minute ago, turn your passion in, like there's a guy who sells loads of training courses and stuff. I don't fucking like him. But turn your passion into your profit.
Yeah.
Do you actually believe in that?
Well, yeah. I think you can monetize your passion, yeah.
You do?
Well, yeah, that's what I've done, really, isn't it?
Fucking legend, aren't you?
Look at this podcast.
You're a fucking legend. Anyway, small business.
Although there's no money yet.
Hey, we're on the Audi network.
We are on the Audi network.
It's only a matter of time before that cash money, that Skrilla.
They've been shouting us out as well. Thank you, Audi.
Thank you, Audi. We love you very much. Right, small business shout out time. Small business. Would you like to talk about a small business? Oh yes, small business.
This, I have to say, so a couple of weeks ago, James was like, I need to get my hair cut. And George was due a haircut, and Louis, well, he's trying to grow his hair, but I was like, seriously, dude, it is not good.
Why does he want to grow his hair?
I think to be like his little friend.
His little mate Jacob. Oh my God, the kid is obsessed with him.
Who's got lovely hair. Anyway. So
he says he's got a crush on Jacob, didn't he? Yeah. What does a crush mean? It means you love someone. He went, oh, okay, I've got a crush on Jacob.
I love it.
Fine, fair enough. Good luck with that.
So James, I'm going to get my hair cut. So I managed to convince Louis that he was going to get a haircut too. So we went along.
He's never had a haircut in a barbershop, has he? Always had it done by Nanny.
So we went along to your barber's and it was so sweet. So like all three of them were sat in a row getting their haircut. But I have to say, talking about like customer service, each one of the guys in this barber's were just amazing. Like amazing with the kids, chatted to you, friendly, but like engagingly talking. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not just
talking about
there, yeah.
the kids, you know, and then like give them like a lollipop at the end. Like, oh, just absolutely amazing.
Well, everybody walks in. Dev knows them by name.
Really?
And and they've obviously been going there for years. And the people of a certain age, I guess like my age, who bring their kids in, he knows the kids, he knows their names.
So
he's just a really good guy.
They're called the Barber's Lounge in Chislehurst. And if you go onto Instagram, you can find them at Barber's Lounge _ Belmont, BELMONT.
If you want a fantastic haircut and you live in Southeast London,
you might have to be in the area, but we're all about shouting out businesses, small, large. We try to do small business, to be fair. But for us, we want it to be, if people have emailed in and told us about your business, which you can do, please email, message, Instagram us, whatever's easier. Just get the easiest way of getting in touch with us, do it. Because we would love to shout out your small business. But for us, if we've used it, engaged with it, that's kind of what we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Barber's Lounge, I just loved the experience. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just really friendly, really great at what they do.
Great barbers. But like I say, they've just got a really nice attitude. Because sometimes you can go into these places. I went into, because they couldn't see me a couple of weeks ago in time. And I was like, I can't remember where I was going, but I was like, I need to get my hair cut. So I went to a new one around the corner. And you know when you don't really know anybody?
Yeah.
And obviously you get that experience the first time you walk in somewhere.
But
it's a bit intimidating. Yeah. And it's a bit like, and then the only banter is like, oh yeah, bro, you know, who do you support, football team? Like, is that the only banter that we've got? Like,
oh,
so if
wow.
you go to a hairdresser, you're a girl, you have to talk about holidays. If you go in, you're a guy, you have to talk about football. So like, I don't really support anyone.
Wow.
And then there was nothing else to be said for this.
This place was not like it. It was absolutely fantastic. So a massive small business shout out to the Barber's Lounge Chislehurst.
And yes, if you Google them, just Google them, and then you can even book in. Because I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, oh, I'd love to go to the barber shop, but surely they haven't got, you know, I can't book an appointment. I ain't got all day to be there. You can. They've got like a booksy, fancy, linky thing. So just Google them, Barber's Lounge Chislehurst, and then you can book up via their Booksy link, and then you can pick your time slot.
Amazing.
And go see Dev and the lovely fellas down at the Barber's Lounge. That is our small business shout out for today. Small business, small business, small mother flipping business. We'll do that straight away, do you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hayley is just absolutely barking orders at me today. It's time for, we've done small business, let's go straight to the next thing. It's time for
Who's a mug? Have you been a mug?
Who's been a mug?
Oh my God, I love it. So I'm so happy that people are
emailing in, everybody.
Well, they're actually Instagramming me, but that's great.
Fine.
Love it.
They're Instagramming everybody.
However, courier pigeon, whatever. So this is...
Do you remember when we went to the train station once and the pigeon's foot fell off?
I can never unsee that. It was Marylebone. I never forget that. It was at Marylebone train station.
I passed it at the same time. Disgusting.
You met me from lunch. I used to work in Marylebone and at the theatre promoters.
This is when we were having this love.
Lovely romantic lunch.
Of a pasty.
And a pigeon, so it was in the state, you know, like the train station. A pigeon landed on our table and we were like, oh, you know, fuck off, pigeon. And then as it flew off, it just left its foot behind with blood. It was absolutely
rank.
Talking of birds, I know we need to move on. Do you remember as well when we were on the motorway? No lie, we was on the motorway.
A bird did it in the office the other day, flew into the window.
No, we was on the motorway and this, I genuinely was listening to some 80s kind of ballads. And the song, Take These Broken Wings, was playing.
So take
these We're driving along the motorway wings. And all of a sudden it's like, bang! It's massive bang. And we'd gone under a bridge and I remember going, oh my God, has someone just jumped? I thought someone had jumped off the bridge and
so
hit
loud,
our car.
Wasn't it?
And he's like, no, honestly, I think it was just a bird. I'm like, no, you're lying, aren't you? What was it? And you went, no, it's a bird. And as I looked to my left, no lie, there was an imprint of a bird on my window, like where its eye was, its wing, everything. And oh my, like, obviously I felt really sad for the bird, but we could not stop laughing.
God,
do you remember?
So funny.
Oh, anyway, it wasn't anyway, funny. Poor bird. Anyway.
If Peter.
So this
listening.
Is from Claire Wilders. And so she said, I have been a bit of a mug. Because
good admitting, Claire. Good
she didn't realise that, well, would it have been a week and a half ago, the clocks went forward. So Claire, who had to be on a CPD course,
continued
professional development, she had to go to London. So she had to get up early at 5:30, to Oof. Which she set her alarm.
Of course.
Not realising that it was actually 4:30 in the morning. What a mug!
What? Oh, sorry.
Claire!
You've been a mug.
Claire.
Who's a mug? Claire's been a mug.
But what I love more is that she said, that's the time, that used to be my Saturday night bedtime when I was in my 20s and 30s.
And now it's the time. That, there is a switch
isn't
over
it?
In life,
and now
isn't
it's the time you get up. I love it.
So Claire, you have
it.
Been a mug, but
you
at least you were early.
I love it, yeah.
And hopefully the people who were running the CPD course respected how tardy you were.
Hopefully that's you got to have a nice cup of tea at the station and you didn't have like some dirty pigeon leaving his rank foot behind.
Talking about if you are having a cup of tea, Claire, you might have been a mug, but congratulations. You've got to win yourself your winners club. Not winners club, what's it called? Business marriage mug.
So it's because
I know Claire from the winners club. That's how I know. So Claire, you've won a mug.
Also, we want to encourage anyone who wins a mug to share pictures of with us of you using your mug.
So check out our social media at Business Marriage Pod and hopefully you will see Claire's beautiful face holding up a lovely mug.
Aww.
She's been a mug.
Who's a mug?
Claire's been a mug. Oh, I like
a mug.
It.
Who's a mug? Come on, twice through. Claire's been a mug. Nailed it.
Smashed
absolutely
it.
Nailed it, prof.
Right, it's time for our special segment.
Time for the special segment. Okay, let's do it. What happens in the special segment?
Oh, it's dramatic.
Is it too dramatic?
Yeah, I wanted like a bit more like a... passion, love.
Okay. You want a bit of that, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
I got something for you.
I want something passion.
That's passionate.
Oh yeah.
I'm so bunged up. I'm so sorry.
I'll get over it. You know when you've been together for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's things that perhaps when you first met you used to do.
Yeah. the years.
And then as the years go on,
you don't fucking,
you just
do it.
Don't fucking bother.
Can't be asked.
This is called When the Passion Has Died.
Oh, okay.
So, in our last week's episode, you obviously heard us do a marriage audit, and there were some areas.
Passed. We passed, guys. We
there
passed.
Were some areas like, you know, our appearance and, you know, maybe our sex life. So maybe needed a bit of work. So I thought, why not revisit this and let's just reflect on the things that maybe change over time.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd start writing some down, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Do you remember when you first like get together, like how exciting like everything is? Do you remember we used to talk on the, we spoke on the phone once.
We used to be on
MSN Messenger.
And it was like, we'd sit up till 4 a.m.
We chatted that late one night. Your dad got up and went to work. You're like, oh, my dad's just got up.
So this is it. This is section.
MSN.
So basically, back then, me and James would sit all night on MSN chatting. If you said to me now, James, you're going to be in your office, and I can either watch some shit TV and go to bed, or sit up on MSN Messenger to talk to you online until 4 a.m, I would be like, fuck off. You just wouldn't do it.
No.
But what is it? Like, when you first meet, it's like you just do anything to spend, like, nanoseconds with that person.
It's just exciting, isn't it? It's just exciting.
It's like we used to, like, travel. You know, like, you'd be, like, out singing, for example, and you'd be back, like, I don't know, like, early hours Sunday. Rather than just meeting up with you on the Monday, I used to, like, go and stay at your house when you weren't even there, just so I could be there.
Desperate.
It's a bit stalkery, isn't
it? Desperate. You loved it.
But this is basically the vibe. So I thought we could just, like, chuck in the ring some things that... I don't know, did we do it?
I've just had a flashback.
What?
Do you remember the Bat...
I was about to say the Batman, pajamas. The Batgirl. It was like a little short set. I think I've still got the top in, like, my memory box. How weird's that?
Get it out. Next section,
I'll find
it. You get that out.
But again, so here we go. So I started writing a list, and I'm like... For me, it was quite easy. And I was, like, thinking... Like when we first got together, like you hate cuddling in bed, right?
Yeah.
You're like roll over, that's it.
I just get hot.
But when we first got together, we used to like share a single bed.
Yeah.
I remember like I had a single bed and we used to like proper like spoon and cuddle all night.
Yeah.
And that's only because we were like new relationship. So you do whatever
you
do to like impress.
I used to wake up feeling like my arm had been broken because I was like tucked underneath you.
Yeah, but we just wouldn't do it anymore.
No, who the fuck would I be like, get away from me.
Like wearing nice underwear. We've had this conversation before. I don't give a fuck. I'll wear whatever. If it was my maternity knickers, I don't give a shit.
Honestly,
it's very rare. Like, we went out the other week and I was like, oh my God, I've got like a matching pajama set, a matching underwear set. I'm just going to wear this.
I walked in and I was like, have I missed 9 months of the year and it's fucking Christmas again?
Yeah, honestly, it's like, I just don't care. But then, like, I don't know, back then, did you used to think about what boxer shorts you wore?
Would
that have been a consideration?
Yeah, well, I guess you just sort of make sure you've
not got any skids in.
Yeah, no skids. Make sure it's all like trimmed and stuff. You know, when you're new to a relationship.
Like trim. I very rarely shave my legs.
You don't shave anything.
Oh, I do.
It's like the Forest of Dean down there.
It's not. I had laser, guys. I had a laser.
Oh God, do you remember when you did that?
Oh, fucking painful.
Wasn't that like 2,000 quid to get your
bikini
waxed?
Like, might hurt. What? It's like someone putting a fucking lightsaber up your fanny.
Like every Saturday, you'd go and get lasered on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's when I worked in London and
straight
to Victoria.
Weird.
But yeah, it's like that. Like, you'd go on a date, you'd make sure like you were well groomed, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well groomed. I'm just laughing at some of our first dates. And it's like, one of our first dates, we went to see Blood Brothers show. Do you remember? We'd booked
God,
a hotel.
Yeah.
We'd known each other for quite a while. So we booked a hotel to stay in, do you remember? And it was like really weird. Like,
that was only like our second date, wasn't
it? Yeah, but it sounds a bit random because we booked this like hotel just to go and have a night out in London. We went out for dinner. Do you remember? We ate way too much food.
Yeah.
Really bloated. Went and sat
so
and
like
watched
a TGI
the show.
Fridays or somewhere.
And
crap,
I say to James, right, this is a bit like, some people hate this, but like,
do you remember the woman tried to nick your handbag as like a proof
that
you
shouldn't
like, leave
oh,
your
you
handbag?
Yeah, she's like, oh, you shouldn't leave your handbag there. Look, someone's like, just nicked it. I was like, I just saw you
just
do
saw you
that.
Do it. What a weird
so
thing
random.
To do.
But the point is that if I was to go out now and eat a massive meal, go and watch the show, I'd probably be sat there through the show thinking, oh my God, my belly is bubbling. I need to do like a massive fart. And I'd probably just fart.
You wouldn't probably just
or
fart.
Or like
just
if
would.
We were like back at the hotel, you know, getting it on or whatever, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to fart. Which is really probably not attractive. But like back then, you wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't have been like, sorry, I just need to fart. How do you like, do you just like hold it in back then?
Yeah, you must do, yeah. Or you go to the toilet, I guess.
Or is it just different? You don't get as much like gas when you're younger?
No, I don't think that's a thing.
No?
I think you're just probably, you're just mindful of it, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe. Any others?
The farting's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Farting is a big one. Cuddling in bed, yeah.
Just being on your A game, isn't it? Just like making more of an effort, like that's that feeling. But I guess it's not about you doing it for the other person. Maybe it's just how you feel back then. Less, more freedom.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's just anything that's new is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's.
So we're doomed, really.
We are doomed, yeah.
If anyone's got any others that they can think of, things that you used to do for your partner, or like even back in the day, someone you dated, like the things that you do then.
Oh yeah,
to now.
You cannot be arsed with now.
Like we were
definitely laughing
in that. We said if we had to go back out in the dating scene, what would that be like?
Oh, I can't imagine.
What would that be like?
But I never did the dating scene thing. Like I never really dated. Like I didn't go out on dates.
You just didn't
with
know who it was, did you? By
didn't
the end
care.
Of the night, it was
by
so
the night,
drunk
like,
you didn't
do.
Know. Yeah, whatever. You love you. Yeah. Come with me.
Yeah.
You're going to get the night of your life.
Yeah. Unless I fall asleep first, which is quite likely.
Quite likely. I think if we were having to go back out in the dating market, who do you think would get picked up? Who do you think would get a date first?
Oh, you.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because I think more guys are more used to reaching out to girls, if that makes sense. Maybe TikTok, maybe not TikTok. What's that other one where you do the swipe thing?
Grindr?
Tinder? Grindr's the gay app, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
The gay version.
Tinder.
We've had a funny night on Grindr. Do you remember when Jamie got a Grindr?
Oh, my
Grindr,
God.
Our
we
mate
shouldn't
Jamie.
Say his name.
Oh, we shouldn't say his name. It wasn't
Years
Jamie.
Years ago,
else.
He'd met someone
so
on like this app, Grindr. And we were out having a drink. And he's like,
yeah, we just got drunk, didn't we?
We're like, so what happens then? Really intrigued. He's like, yeah, you just sort of like...
Hook up. It's a hookup
so
app.
So he's chatting like, to him and the guy's like, oh, I live nearby. I'm going to come meet you. We're like, what? Like, yeah, this
so
guy's just going to come
11 o'clock
and meet.
At night, wasn't it, after
and we're
the
like,
pub?
Are you sure this is safe? He's like, yeah. So we walked into the bus stop, do you remember?
Yeah.
And we sort of like hid. And then we saw him just like walk off with this guy. And we were like hiding, going, what? And like following him, weren't we?
Yeah.
Just to make sure that he got home like safe. It was like, how random. It's just, yeah, but I guess that's the way of the world. Loads of people do like online dating.
I think I've got a challenge. Go on.
Do you know what I think would be really, really fun?
What?
If, here's an idea.
We both go on a Grindr date.
No, we don't actually go on a date. Oh, okay. God, I couldn't bear it. I reckon we should set up each other a Grindr profile.
It's not Grindr. Grindr is the game.
I'm sorry, Tinder.
I would make out like a bandit on Grindr.
You would, yeah.
FYI.
I wouldn't. I've got like offish vibes. I think we should set up each other a Tinder profile. I'll write yours and you write mine. And you're allowed to select, let's say, like five pictures that we can upload of one another, and in the next episode we can read it out.
Oh, this is good.
What we've written,
this is good,
and then we'll actually put it out live.
Only issue is,
yeah,
like what happens, let's say for example that you put it out there as a joke,
yeah,
you're like, oh this is so funny, and then all of a sudden the man of your dreams swipes left.
Well, I have to just see what
like,
happens.
Hello Hayley, my name is Francois.
And I'll be like, hello, Francois. I'm in a committed, loving relationship.
Forget about him. I will cook for you. I'll make love to you.
But I think that's a great idea.
I will give you cash money.
If you think that's a great idea, let me know. I think we should do it.
Should we go on Tinder?
Yes.
Set up our Tinder.
And see who would get the most... Would you get likes?
I don't think it's about likes, isn't it? You probably just end up with like, who gets the most dick pics?
Oh, that's brilliant. Let's do it. Competition. Competition.
How does
Tinder.
It even work?
I have no idea. We're going to find out.
Oh, God.
So for the next episode, I'm going to write your profile and you're going to write mine.
What about, like, I wonder if there's anyone of our people that we know and you like appear on their thing. I wonder if anyone, if someone saw yours, be like,
oh, my God.
Do you know?
You know James
there is
on
there. Is one for like hooking up for an affair. Do you know
really?
That? Yeah, it's called... It's called Jenny something.
Surely people aren't going to be putting their photos on
there. They do. They go on this hookup app, but it's kind of like considered that everyone knows they're going on there to do it. My mate used to do the PR for it. I was like...
Very random.
I can't get my head around it. Yeah, it's literally an app for having affairs. It's fucking mad.
What's the name?
I don't know. Tiredolddick.com.
Tiredolddick. Love it. Gonna go there. And on that note.
So we're actually gonna do this, aren't
we? We're gonna do it. So next episode.
If you lot think it's a good idea, if you think we're on dodgy territory here.
We'll take it down, but after. But we're literally, I'm writing your profile and I can choose 5 photos and vice versa.
But do we have to do like an actual, do we do like a nice profile? Like, or do we do an honest profile?
What do you think I'm gonna do? There might be a little bit of sarcasm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There might be a bit of sarcasm.
Okay.
I'm going to highlight your best points.
What happens if, let's say, like, you know, your first love, what if your first love reconnects with you?
It's
and
not going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. You're back in the market. I've always loved you. I've never stopped loving you.
I don't have that.
Was your boy, was he the one who looked like Freddie Mercury?
No, definitely not. I don't have a first love.
You must have a first love.
Not really. You. You're still going.
Yeah, but I'm not your first love, am I?
Well, okay. Maybe there was someone at primary school that I used to be like, oh, I adore you. But I wouldn't, if he come knocking my door, I'd be like, I haven't seen you in like 30 years. Like, I'm all right.
But you must have, like, you loved people before me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be like, I split up with all of them for a reason. I was always the one that, like, fucking I've never been like heartbroken.
Oh, here she
is. No, I've never been heartbroken. I'm the heartbreaker.
On Tinder, all of a sudden, what happens if we go on Tinder? Because you remember back in the day, you'd have like a, like, what do you call it? A hall pass. Like a celebrity, like if that celebrity ever came up to you, you could.
Oh, that'd be a good thing to do 1 week.
But one of mine back in the day used to be Fern Cotton, and I met Fern Cotton, and I don't think you felt too comfortable about it. She's not on my list anymore.
Right.
But there you go. But what happens? Let's say, for example, like I go onto Tinder.
Yeah.
And like, who's like a like Jet from Gladiators is on there? She's like, hey.
She's probably a bit old now.
It's still an absolute rocket.
What
there.
Are you saying? It's like saying if someone walked down the street and went, "Oh my god, are you Jane Spurt of the Business Marriage Podcast?" Oh my god, I fancy you. And you're like, "Yeah, she's a bit of all right." I know what. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Yeah, how would you feel about that?
Are you going to have an affair?
Well, I don't know. It's Jet from Gladiators. Well,
if you're not sure, James, that says more about you than me. Have a word with yourself.
It's Jet from Gladiators.
Okay.
It's Jet from Gladiators.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right.
Jet from Gladiators. I'm just saying.
Ryan Reynolds, Bradley Cooper, anyone like that happens to walk through the door. What's going to happen? I'm going to leave you. Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
I mean, probably will. Anyway, so next
week. My mate worked with Bradley Cooper, and apparently he's as nice as you think he is.
Oh, I so love hearing that.
Really nice
thank
guy.
You. I love that.
There you go.
I love him.
Anyway, thank you for tuning
in. Next week.
Tinder. Tinder or bust.
Tinder competition.
How do we rate the competition? Like, how many will work out?
Yeah.
I have to download the app.
If anyone knows how it works, let us know.
I can't wait to see if somebody's like, mate, have you seen Hangs on Tinder?
Especially
what about
funny
if one
pictures?
Of our mates gets in touch and wants to go on a date?
Oh, that's creepy.
What about?
I'm
not being funny. Let's say that one of our best pals, Gary, maybe he's had a different way of thinking. He's like, bro, let's not even say bro.
No.
But let's go on a date. I think we can make it. Let's take our bromance to the next level.
Know, James,
how do
gonna,
I deal with that?
There's just going to be so many obstacles. We're just going to have to try and overcome them. Oh,
let's hope it goes all right. This could be dangerous territory. Anyway, thank you for getting in touch with us. If you have already, if you haven't yet done so, click the link in the show notes or email hello@businessmarriagepod.com. And you can even have a small business shout. You can admit you've been a bit of a mug, or you can just share the love with the podcast and leave us a review. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.